condiments, petting our pet. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with thought for today. Condiments, petting our pet. Oh, what a bunch of suckers we are, I tell you. We know that eating candy by our children is not beneficial for them. It does not build strong teeth. It does not do a lot of other things. And putting so much sugar in our system is not beneficial to us. We know these things. Eating ice cream with all the sugar in it is not beneficial to us. Eating French fries with all the oils and greases that are not beneficial to our body are not beneficial to us. But we still eat them. We still lavish ourselves with them. We love the salt. We love the sugar. We love the grease. We love all these things. And we think that isn't that wonderful. So, because we are indescribable, because we are don't take care of ourselves really too well, we do the same thing to our families. We do the same thing to our children. I get a kick out of my dear friend Dorothea Zimmerman. She was in her late 80s, and she was driving her Jeep around San Diego, and she would go and deliver things to the shut-ins, to the elderly, and she is 89 herself, and she would deliver these things to the elderly, and what were they that she got from the bakery, the day-old sweet rolls, filled with sugar and filled with these things, filled with all those things, and she would deliver it to them, and of herself, she would never touch them. She doesn't eat that stuff, but yet she would deliver it to somebody else. Now, you'd think that Dorothea would be a loving person, that she certainly wouldn't do that to somebody else. Well, what about you and me? What do we do? Do we give things to our pets that are not beneficial to them? Oh, we surely do. Do we give ourselves things that are not? Do we give our kids things that are not beneficial to them? My goodness, yes. We do it again and again and again. We give them all these sweet rolls. We give them all these sugary things. We give them candies. And we ourselves, we drink coffee. We drink tea. We eat foods that are not beneficial to us. We eat greasy foods. We eat salty foods. We eat foods that are filled with all sorts of poisons. And we read about it in the magazines and in the newspapers. And yet we still go right on eating the stuff. And we go right on making the companies that serve these foods to the public, fast food public, not that they're bad, but the thing is, some of the stuff they have has not been too good. They're changing a little bit, but very little. Now, what do you do with your pet? How do you pet your pet? Do you give your pet condiments? Do you think that your pet really needs to have salt and pepper in his food? Ha! That's a joke. Do you think that your pet needs to have sugar on his cereal? Nah. He'll lap that stuff up just as fast with it or without it. Do you think that your pet needs these condiments? Well, it's not beneficial for your pet. You can be sure of that. And it's not beneficial for you. Oh, the makers and producers of the condiments will say to you that they are, and they'll go into all sorts of reports that they have made and all sorts of surveys that they have made to show that these condiments are beneficial for health, but in fact they are not. And in fact, doctors know this, and dentists know this, and everybody knows this, and they tell us this, not too strongly, but they tell us this, and they encourage us to eat less. They encourage us to have our pyramid of eating habits so that we eat properly and beneficially. But do we do it? We make other things so attractive and so charming. Like, what do we say at the end of each meal? Well, what's for dessert? Dessert? The meal should have been the dessert. The meal should have been the wonderful, delicious aspect of the evening, not the dessert. And why do we serve water with our meals? They say that if you serve water with your meals, it just washes the food right down, and whatever vitamins and minerals and what have you, the food have to offer, don't stay in the body long enough to do the body any good. And the same with drinking coffee, and certainly in drinking alcohol. My goodness sakes, we know that that's not beneficial for the health. All the alcohol industry is building up a big story about red wine and how beneficial that is. Well, what it is, it's beneficial for fighting things that we have done to ourselves with other substances. Look at whatever, you're taking vitamins because your body is not producing the vitamins that you did as a young baby, as a young child. All of our life, our body would produce all the vitamins and minerals and other things that we need in our body, or that we enjoy in our body, because that's what our body is conditioned to do. Our body has that capacity to do that. And it has the capacity to do it, but because we continually put vitamins into our body from childhood on, we destroy our ability to create those vitamins in our body ourselves. Now you say, Herb, where do you get such ideas? Well, right out of the medical textbooks. It's right there for everyone to see. It's right there in the prevention journals that are out. It's right there in many other journals that's what we do. And yet we persist in doing that. Now why would we persist in doing that? Why would we want to continue to live our life that is contrary to our highest and best? Well, we can have lots of answers for that. And none of the answers makes any sense except one. Industries grow up on the passion of people. And the industries grow up and make money. And so long as the industries are growing up and making money on the passions of people, on their desire for condiments, on their desire for the little extras to put on their food, not eating the food naturally and beautifully and wonderfully, always wanting to mix it up so that it can be more tasty. You know, if you feed a dog pure dog food, the dog food is designed to have everything in it that a dog needs. Now, granted, it's not perfect, but it's good. It's very good, in fact. And if you will feed your dog nothing but that food, so that he doesn't beg for other things that he doesn't really need, so he doesn't beg to have more food than his diet calls for. You know, we read about the scientific studies done on mice and rats, that when they were given a near-starvation diet, they lived 3, 4, 5 times longer lifespans. That is, not only a lifespan, but 5 or 6 lifespans. And they were healthy, and they were reproductive, and they were vital, they were dynamic. They lived a much better life. And we have that facing us right there. Now, is that possibly true for humans? I would imagine it is. Who's willing to go out first and go on a starvation diet and experience it? Well, perhaps there are some people doing that. There may be some people doing it in test programs, but it's not a popular thing, because a popular thing is to eat. A popular thing is to take on all the condiments we can. A popular thing is to do what we're doing to our pets. Our pets are given their food, and their food is designed for what they should eat. No extras. And yet we feel that because we're at the table, we should drop a piece of meat to them, or drop this or drop that. We feel that we should give them a piece of bread. We should let them lick our plates and stuff like that. And this is not bad, but it's not beneficial to the dog. The dog becomes accustomed to it and expects it. And when it doesn't come, then the dog feels a little sad for a day or two. But if you don't give it to the dog, if you feed the dog only dog food and tell the dog to sit somewhere, not to beg and not fulfill his begging, then he will stop begging. We are all creatures of habit, and dogs get in the habit, animals get in the habit of being treated like people, and treated like people is not a very honorable thing. It's not a very uplifting and beneficial thing. It's something that we should really give a second thought to. Are you ready to really think about this? Are you ready to really consider whether you want your dog to live a longer life? If you want your dog to live a longer life, feed him only the dog food that he has designed for him, set for him, and a good quality food. Don't buy the cheap stuff. Buy the good stuff that has all the good information in it, the good stuff in it that is beneficial. And then you won't have to give him table scraps. You won't have to give him candy. You won't have to give him things that he shouldn't be eating that are not beneficial to him to live a many-tiered life. Near-starvation diet? I don't know if we can handle that. My dog is a golden retriever, over 100 pounds, and he said, it says in the book he should get 2 cups in the morning and 2 cups in the evening. Well, he kept on getting weight, and so I noticed it says 3 to 4 cups a day. So I cut him back to 3 cups. And he's doing just fine. He's still strong and powerful and dynamic, and his body is healthy and so forth. Perhaps cutting him back to 2 cups would be a good thing for him. He's out racing and running and doing lots of good things, and he's healthy as a fox. He's just wonderful. But the thing is, he's a husky dog. He's got a bill like a wrestler rather than like a lithe, beautiful dog that's out racing around having a good time. I give him all that extra weight and he has to carry it around. And am I helping him? Not at all. Not at all. Do I have the strength to feed him less and not think that I'm depriving him of something? That's up to me. What sort of condiments do I give my dog? Far too many. When am I going to learn? Well, maybe now. Maybe now. Do I love my dog? Oh, yes. Do I love myself? Yes. My family? Yes. Do I feed myself, my family, my pets, beneficial things? Sometimes. Most of the time, I guess. Do I make the foods in such a way that you can't even taste what the foods are because I got so many condiments in it? Yep, most of the time. And why do I do that? Habit. What if I were to give myself a not near starvation diet, but just a lesser diet? Would I be benefited? Oh, tremendously. Am I going to do it? Well, time will tell. Do I want to do it? Well, if I did, it'd be a benefit to me. But am I doing it for my dog? In measure, yes. Am I going to do it even more? I like to think I will. And I think that's probably a very good thing for me to like to think I'm going to do. So, that's a good point, isn't it? That's a very good point. Are you worth living 5, 6 more lifetimes? Well, if you are, in this lifetime, cut down on building habits that are of no benefit to you, and build habits that are beneficial to you, of eating, drinking, sleeping, and living in a very harmonious, beautiful, unhabitual way. Interesting, huh? Have a lovely day, and know that unconditionally I love you, I love you, I love you.